Well, we've just heard the situation on the ground from the CBD to the suburbs, but what does it mean for the wider economy? Dr. Andrew Charlton is Managing Director of consulting firm Accenture, and he was an economic advisor to former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd during the 2008 global financial crisis. I spoke with him earlier.
Coronavirus has been a disaster for the CBDs right across Australia, but it is leading to a renaissance in the suburbs, with lots of people working from home and taking the opportunity to do what they would normally do at work in their local suburb, and that is go for a coffee, maybe get some lunch outside the home, or even do a bit of work from a cafe.
What's most surprising from the data that you're seeing?
I think it's just how much people have embraced their local shops. You know, local strip shops that previously used to be pretty quiet during the workday have now come alive as people take the opportunity to use the flexible work. The coffee break and the muffin break are still part of their day, just now at the local cafe instead of the CBD cafe.
And paint a bit of a picture for us with the numbers about what's going on in the CBD, not only with retail and employment, but also commercial rentals as well. That's changed dramatically, hasn't it?
That's right. We've seen a big drop-off in activity right across the CBD, from retail to commercial tenancies to small shops. All of those things have really suffered from the pandemic and has led to what I think many people fear for the CBDs could be something of a permanent change as people work more flexibly, not just during the pandemic, but also well beyond it.
The good times were certainly rolling prior to the coronavirus in some sectors. What was happening with things like commercial real estate and development in these CBDs before the pandemic struck?
Many of Australia's cities had a very tight commercial real estate market. That was a consequence of reasonably low building rates, as well as the conversion of some CBD towers to residential. And as a consequence, commercial tenancy rates in many of Australia's CBDs were very high. Now is that situation has changed. Many companies are reconsidering how much space they really need, how many of their workers might be able to work from home more permanently. And that's leading to a big reduction in demand for CBD office space that will ultimately play through to a renter's market in the CBD.
And what does that mean for industries like construction, which can generate a huge number of jobs for some of these big projects? What will it mean for that sector, Andrew?
Well, there'll be a big shift in the focus of construction over the next couple of years. Certainly, many parts of commercial construction will be a lot weaker than they've been before. But hopefully much of that is offset, at least in part, by a significant amount of growth in infrastructure construction, which the government has announced it is a big priority for it. And that should provide some buffer for the construction industry, in addition to some of the programs the government has identified, including the Home Builder Program.
We're obviously in a very peculiar situation at the moment with the pandemic, but what do we know about, or what are we expecting with the long term in terms of productivity? Is it efficient to have these local neighbourhood shops getting a lot of the business, and is it efficient to have people working from home?
Well, this is the $64 billion question. How has working from home changed productivity? And there's a lot that we don't know. One of the things that we're starting to learn is that it's a very different picture for different workers. Some workers are more productive at home. They're less distracted, they're focused, they spend less time commuting. For other workers, perhaps workers who don't have the right amount of space in their home or the right office environment, or workers who have distractions from a family or other things, they might be less productive. And the second thing we know is that a lot of it comes down to how the business is responding to these changes. If the business is implementing new policies, new training, providing new IT and other equipment to help people work from home, the productivity outcomes are much better. If the businesses just continue with conditions normal, then productivity can really slip in these new environments.
And Andrew, what are the generational implications? If a company's trying to go through its normal induction process with new employees to get them familiar with the work culture of that business, with the processes and so on, how hard is it to do that and connect those employees with a company if those employees have hardly set foot in the office and may not have met any of their colleagues in person?
I mean, it's just such a dramatic change in our lives. You know, our business in the last few weeks took in a cohort of 8 new graduates, and it blows my mind that those graduates have never met each other, never met their colleagues in person. They're being trained remotely, have never been into the office.
Andrew Charlton, thank you very much for joining us on The World Today.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Andrew Charlton, Managing Director of consulting firm Accenture.